Equestrian statue of Phyllis de la Chasse, 1900, made from cast iron by Daniel Compagne, 1851 to 1910. In 1899, the mayor of Nyons started a charity fund to erect a statue of Phyllis de la Chasse, often called the Joan of Arc of the Dauphiné. Born in 1654 in the Alpes de Haute-Provence, Phyllis de la Chasse made a name for herself in 1692 by organizing a popular local resistance movement when Prince Victor Amadeus II of Savoy seized the Dauphiné region. It was on horseback, sword in hand, that she freed Gap. The Diois and the baronies at the head of an army of peasants. Thanks to her relationship with the Marquise de Sévigné, she was introduced to the court of the Sun King. Today, streets in Grenoble, Nyons, and Gap are named after her. The Parisian Daniel Compagne created an equestrian statue that attracted much attention at the 1900 Salon. The monies gathered through the fund were not enough to pay the foundry worker, and it was the town of Grenoble that acquired the cast iron statue in 1904. Too monumental to be shown at the museum, in 1913 it was installed at the entrance to the Jardin des Dauphins. Thanks to the 2008 restoration, Phyllis de la Chasse once again wields her previously stolen sword. This work was acquired by the town of Grenoble in 1904. The town of Grenoble has more than 150 works installed in public places that we invite you to discover, thanks to several trails across the town and on the grenoble-patrimoine.fr website. These trails have been created with the help of the Department of Isère and the Auvergne-Rhône-Alpes Regional Cultural Affairs Directorate.